and I think becoming more and more dangerous. You know, look, I know BYU's unbeaten, and I like Texas Tech. Texas Tech, BYU, those are teams that I think we had right before the season. But if you ask me right now, like as of today, which team I think is the fourth best team in the country? I know they have two losses. I think it might be Utah. Ramona, mark the tape. Mark the tape, 11-3. I know they lost to BYU, at BYU, close game. And BYU ran the ball successfully on Utah. They really out-physicaled them. I don't know how, watching Utah play now. I mean, watching Utah destroy Cincinnati. But I think that league at the top is pretty good. I mean, we have a great game in that conference this weekend. Unbeaten BYU is traveling to once-beaten Texas Tech. That's a great game. And Texas Tech's loss occurred without Morton, too. So, I mean, Morton's back. I don't know if he's really back, but he's back. I mean, that BYU-Texas Tech game shapes up as a vital game. But is it possible that league gets two teams in? I think it should. As I see that league right now, I think that should be a two-bid league. I think that league is tough, much tougher than people think. Allen writes me, he says, two questions, Walt. Is there a scenario where Dabo survives if Clemson loses the rest of their games this year, now counting Furman? Is a $60 million buyout really worth considering at this point, or is negotiation of his contract to make it more performance-based? Look, Dabo's not going anywhere. All right? I don't know why people have that idea, and I don't mean you, Allen. I think that this probably comes from national people, but Dabo Swinney is not being dismissed. Okay, that's just not happening. It would take at least another year like this, and maybe more. And so that's just not happening. And I think change is coming to Clemson football. And change, I think, means the coaching staff. I think it means the use of the portal. I think Clemson's going to hammer the portal more and more. I don't see how there's any choice anymore. You know, it just seems like it's absolutely obvious now that, and not just to mention the fact, or not to mention the fact you're losing some high school recruits. And, you know, I think the way to combat that is, again, hit the portal. Hit the portal hard. Go find some college players who are proven. I think that's the answer. I think that's what you're going to have to do, because otherwise you're going to be right back in this situation next year. I mean, you can't go into next year with Christopher Vezina as your quarterback and no other plan. I think you've got to have – I think – Christopher Vezina can 100% compete for the job, but you've got to go out and get a worthy competitor. And I think worthy competitor would be, you know, I mean, Soresby at Cincinnati, a Brown at South Florida, a Mestemaker at North Texas. I think a guy of that ilk, somebody who's really talented, that's what's going to take to get you back. That and more. And obviously you're going to need help on the back end of your defense. You need more linebacker help too. You know, you're going to have to hit the portal. And this team's going to suffer a number of losses. Some of those guys are going to go to the NFL. You need more depth at some of those positions. You need at least another defensive end. You need more pass rushing. I mean, you've got to have more guys who can get after the passer. You know, I think Tom Allen wants speed, he wants athleticism, he wants length. You're going to have to go find some of that stuff. You know, and again, I'm assuming Tom Allen's back. I mean, I don't know anything for sure. I mean, I think he will be, but I think there are going to be other significant changes to that defensive staff. And, you know, was some of it jealousy-based over the fact that Allen got the gig? I don't know. I don't know. I just think that at this point in the year, look, in some ways, this defense looks worse than the one last year did. Last year's defense got trucked. They gave up rushing yards every game. And I didn't think that Tom Allen's defense would get trucked, and they really haven't. But I also didn't think you'd see as many breakdowns as you've seen. as many absolute busts as you've seen. So I don't know. I mean, in terms of the national picture, again, let me go through the map poll. Memphis 25, Miami 24. Woo, we really dropped Miami. I didn't drop Miami that far, but I could see it. North Texas 23. Yeah, I'm just not buying that. I can't get past South Florida drilling them. I actually think that the best G5 team is South Florida. I really do. I think that's the best G5 team. And I think by a fairly wide margin. I think James Madison is in that conversation. But I can't get out of my mind the fact that I watched South Florida just a couple weeks ago destroy North Texas. Iowa 22, I'm buying Iowa. 21 Washington, I'm buying that. 20 Michigan, again, this is the map poll, most accurate poll, and this is I'm a part of this. 20 is Michigan. I dumped Michigan this week. I just thought their performance was really awful. 19 is Missouri. I think that's about exactly where I have Missouri. 18 is Southern Cal. That seems high to me. 17 is Georgia Tech. I think that might be exactly where I have Georgia Tech. 16 is Vanderbilt. 15 is Texas. I'm surprised Texas didn't climb more. 14 is Utah. Oh, I'm proud of that one. I'm glad because I thought that we'd have Utah lower than that, but I think Utah is very deserving. 13 is Louisville. That's too high. You can't have any team with Miller Moss at quarterback 13. 12 is OU. 11 is Virginia. That's too high. I mean, look, I don't know how Virginia is unbeaten in league. I really don't. But I just don't think that the 11th best team in the country. I don't. And you've got to put them in here somewhere. I think I put them more like 14. I mean, is Virginia going to beat Oklahoma on a neutral field? I don't think so. But we have Notre Dame 10. We have Texas Tech 9. I'm glad to see Texas Tech in the top 10. I think they're very worthy. Ole Miss 8. Brigham Young 7. Unbeaten Brigham Young. 6 Oregon, 5 Georgia, 4 Alabama, 3 A&M, 2 Indiana, and 1 Ohio State. Let me get to Seminole Ted. Seminole Ted, what's going on, Ted?
Well, it's game week, and I'm not overly excited, Walt. Yeah. I hate to say that. I mean, yeah. You know, we got up off the mat against Wake Forest, but I'm just not excited about this team anymore. It's almost become indifference, and that's not a good spot for a fan to be in. I'll watch. I always watch. But I don't know what team's going to show up. If that offense shows up that played Saturday, we could beat anybody out there.
I don't know why, but I had a feeling Florida State was going to drill Wake Forest. I picked Florida State in our little contest. It wasn't really football reasons. I just had a feeling. The whole world was on Wake, and I just think that, like, every once in a while, there's just, like, a natural correction. I think the natural correction is that Wake still isn't very good, and Florida State is still a lot better than Wake. I think that's the natural correction. So we saw that happen. Now, what that means going forward, I don't know. What it means in terms of the next step, I have no idea. Picking the Clemson-Florida State game is not a place I want to be right now. But, you know, it's – and as of today, I have no idea. I think that go ahead.
It's going to depend on which offense shows up. If it's Tommy touchdowns, then we're going to win. If it's Tommy turnovers, we're going to lose.
Well, maybe. I mean, I think there could be a lot of factors, and I think many of those factors are going to be somewhat negative factors, quite honestly.
I don't disagree with you. Like I said, this is the first time, even when we were bad, Walt, you know, last year, and in 2021, 2022, you know, I didn't feel like this team was, you know, at a crossroads of they probably won't win this game. But I almost feel like that, Walt. Like I said, we have to show up and play perfect or we don't win. That's honestly where I'm at now and how I feel about this team. I will say they haven't quit, even though there's been some murmurs in the locker room. This team has not quit. They're saying the right things after the game. Yeah, I do feel like you, look, you don't Tommy win,
you don't win 40, you don't win 42-7 or whatever it was if you've quit. So I don't think
100%.
Clemson's not quit either, because again, you don't come back from a 21-7 deficit, play as well as Clemson did for the whole second quarter until the waning seconds, and into the third quarter. You don't play as well, come back and take a 45-38 lead if you've quit. Now, there are issues, as we've outlined today. There are major issues, but quitting is not one of them. I don't think that's happened at either spot.
Well, I will call back Friday with a more firm prediction. It's too early. I don't know what I'm thinking on this one. So, but I'll call back Friday. Thanks a lot, Walt. Have a good one.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Yep, I understand. I understand the dilemma, because I'm not at all sure either. AMPM Farms. Hey, listen. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market is just incredible. When we say farm to table, we mean it. Platt and Ashley Moore just do an incredible job. They're the owners. They have a 900-acre farm in Fountain Inn, true farm to table market with 100% pasture-raised premium beefs. They own their own cows. They don't use vaccines or hormones. It's a huge differentiator. 95% of the beef in this country does. Local grass-fed beef from 100% pasture-raised animals, GMO-free. Steak lover, big selection of in-house dry-aged beef in the upstate. So let me tell you what I've had. Okay, I've had a tomahawk steak. I've had filet mignons. I've had dry-aged ribeye. I've had their hamburger. On and on and on. It's all unbelievable. Once you go to AMPM Farms Butchery and Market and you try their steaks, their hamburger, you will never go back to wherever it is you're getting your beef from now. I promise you, you won't. It's just not even close. It's like a different universe. Listen, weekly burger flights, great deals on bulk hamburger, organic chicken. You know what? Sometimes from the store, it's hard to even tell what chicken is anymore. It's like this rubbery thing that has this weird texture to it. No, meat as texture. Go try organic chicken. Homemade sausages, three convenient locations, Fountain Inn, Greenville, and Traveler's Rest. Open 7 days a week. A real farmer's market open 7 days a week. Their market also has a great variety of 70 local vendors like Clemson Blue Cheese, Blue Moon Specialty Foods, Happy Cow Creamery, Naked Pasta, Poppington's Popcorn. Wild game weekends include things like bison burgers, elk tenderloin, alligator, lamb, goats, just in time for football. Again, AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your weekly stop if you want to enhance your tailgate. AMPMFarmsButcheryandMarket.com to learn more, or follow them on social media to see their selection. Visit one of their three locations, Fountain Inn, Allenbridge Road, Greenville, Lawrence Road, Traveler's Rest, South Main Street. And again, when we say farm to table, we mean it. They're the best. It's just absolutely incredible. Like I said, go try it. You won't go back to anywhere else. All right, quick break. It is Georgia Tech Steve and Robert in Anderson as soon as we get back.
No one wants it to happen to them, but unfortunately, chances are good that at some point, it'll happen to you. Roof troubles. It's one of the most important parts of your biggest investment. So when you need repairs or a new installation, you need someone who you can trust to get the job done right. You need Joe Robertson & Son Roofing.
As a family-owned and operated roofing company since 1965, Joe Robertson & Son have built a reputation for quality craftsmanship. It's why thousands of upstate home and business owners have chosen them for their roofing needs. Beyond providing quality work they're proud to stand by, Joe Robertson & Son Roofing also takes a client-first approach to their job. That means quality roofing, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. Put it all together, and it's easy to see why they're the upstate's premier roofing provider.
You can't cut corners when it comes to roof repairs and installation, so go with the trusted name in the upstate. Go with Joe Robertson & Son Roofing. Get started today by visiting them online at robertsonroofing.net.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition, and go Tigers.
At Ingles, we know your closest companions are the ones who are always there for you. The ones you trust to have your back, no matter what. who make the hard times a little softer, and the good ones, somehow, a little better. That's what family is all about, whether they walk on two legs or four. Ingles, all the ingredients for family.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want a potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, it's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
When life hits hard, you need someone who doesn't punt. I'm Trey Mills with the Tramwin Mills Law Firm. Insurance company dragging its feet after a wreck or work injury? We go for it every time. No field goals, no fair catches. You call us and we bring the heat. Go big or go home. Visit us at tramwinmills.com or call 864-485-8585. Fourth and inches, we go for it.
Do you hate brown or dead-looking turf in the winter? At Carolina Top Dressing, they can turn your lawn into the beautiful summer green lawn everyone loves with their turf painting service. Also, now through winter is the best time to amend your soil and establish healthy roots. Ask about the soil conditioning program to get this done. Mention you heard this ad on The Roar, and you can save 10% off any of our services. Call today, 864-999-SAND, or visit carolinatopdressing.com to get a free quote.
Don't miss out on this week's specials at Buff City Soap. With products for everyone, corporate gifts, pet products, laundry soap, seasonal scents, and more. Follow Buff City Soap Clemson and Buff City Soap Greenville on Facebook and Instagram for the latest sales and updates.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows, and doors, roofing and decks, siding, and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability, and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Food for the workplace. It's a beautiful thing. It brings teams together, keeps them happy and productive. It's a great way to woo clients or celebrate wins. But if you're the one ordering all that food, it can be a lot. That's why there's Easy Cater, the easiest and most rewarding way to order food for work, with a huge variety of restaurants for any group size, plus tools to meet dietary needs and stay on budget. And with Easy Cater, you earn rewards points when you order, good for order discounts or even gift cards. For you. Go on, you've earned it. Order now at EasyCater.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Walt Abdullah Road Rage. I just read something funny. That's funny, Alicia. But the Atlanta Braves have named Walt Weiss their new manager. How about that?
They got rid of that guy, Snicker.
He was given the gold watch treatment. So Walt Weiss, Braves fans, I think, did not really embrace the notion of Walt Weiss. Well, now you're going to embrace the manager of Walt Weiss because he's your guy. How about that? So we haven't even spoken about the World Series, which was just unbelievable. I mean, the World Series, look, I get people don't care about the Dodgers here. They don't care about Toronto. I get it. I don't either. But they gave us one of the great World Series of all time. And Yamamoto gave us one of the great individual performances in the history of the game. You want to talk about a guy who's a throwback? But the Blue Jays, I mean, those last two games were unbelievable. I mean, even thinking back on them, it gets confusing to think back on all the things that happened in those two games because so many things did happen. And the Blue Jays had so many chances to win both of those games. I mean, and what it took for the Dodgers to win was just some remarkable individual plays. The Pirates playing center field, I mean, he was a defensive substitution. You know, he makes that play over Hernandez. Hernandez has no chance to catch that ball. He comes from nowhere. You know, Ramona, this is what happened. When this ball was hit, everyone thought it was over. The game was over. Toronto Blue Jays had won the World Series, right? There was a collision in left center field between Paz and Kiki Hernandez. And Hernandez thought that the game ended. He thought that the Toronto Blue Jays... He fell to the ground. He thought that the World Series was over and that Toronto had won. And so he wasn't even moving. And he paused us if he was all right. And he said, no, I'm not blanking all right. I mean, we just lost the World Series. And he's like, no, dude, I caught the ball.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he didn't even know. He thought that the ball had made it to the wall and that the Blue Jays had won the World Series. He did not know that his center fielder had caught the ball. I mean, that's how close it was. Then there was the play at home plate that was really close that, you know, I don't know if he just runs through the base, if he runs through home plate instead of trying to slide. Even on the replay, I was surprised they didn't take more time on that replay because Smith's foot comes off home plate. And you really can't see the runner's foot because it's in a cloud of dirt. So I'm not sure they could have changed it anyway. But can you imagine that technology could have changed the World Series? I mean, that play was so friggin' close. And it was astonishing that the play was even made. But can you imagine if we had gone to review and we had basically changed the outcome of the World Series on that play at home plate, which could have happened. I mean, it was just wild. And Yamamoto, you know, in a way, Shohei Ohtani was in position to be the GOAT. I don't mean greatest of all time. I mean GOAT in the old manner, like the guy who cost you the World Series. Because, you know, he started Game 7. It didn't work. He got hit hard again. But the Dodgers just kept chipping away and chipping away, and finally they got over the top, and they bring Yamamoto in, and Yamamoto is AI. He's not a real person. Yamamoto was absolutely friggin' unbelievable. I mean, it wasn't hard to pick the MVP. I mean, I guess Smith, the catcher, could have been a distant second, but the MVP was going to be Yamamoto. This dude wants to pitch every game. You know, he's like, man, put me in. Yeah, but you just pitched the complete game in games. Yeah, put me in. You know, he's like, yeah, tell him put me in. You know, I mean, it's just, he was absolutely unbelievable. And that World Series, it's one of the great World Series of all time. It just is. Is it the greatest? I don't know. You know, greatest takes into account a lot of time, and you'd really have to think about that. But for those who watched, we just witnessed one of the greatest World Series finals we have ever seen. And both teams were as equally matched as humanly possible. And I think the Blue Jays are going to kick themselves forever for the chances they had and the opportunities they had. And some things that I think they made mistakes on, but by and large, I think the Dodgers made some miraculous plays that saved them. Miraculous plays. I mean, game 6, we had the double play on a ball that looks like it might drop in left field. So it was just, it was an amazing series. It really was. All right, to the phones. Georgia Tech Steve. Steve, how are you, Steve?
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
Good, Steve. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, glad to have the perseverance to get in on a Monday. That's a tough guy's job, but I survived it, and so did my good friend Seminole Ted.
Yeah.
Always good to hear from him, one of your great callers. Walt, the World Series was fabulous. It was definitely fabulous. I didn't expect it. I was pulling for Toronto all the way, but I got to give the Dodgers credit. They were just superb. I've never accused Dave Roberts of being a top-notch manager.
He was in this series.
He's got that unlimited bankroll to back him up, but he was terrific in this series.
Every move he made, Steve, every move he made, it seemed in this series, turned to gold. Especially all the clutch.
Yes, he did.
All the clutch ones in Game 6 and 7. Yeah. Even some moves that you thought,
no doubt.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You know, the Pius was a defensive substitution, you know, in the middle of the inning, and he made that play.
No doubt. Kudos to Roberts. He really showed me something.
I mean, you had Hernandez, who's basically laying on the ground. He thinks the game has ended and that Toronto has won the World Series. So he's like, how the hell do you think I am? You know, and
yeah.
And then dude tells him, no, dude, I caught it.
Yeah. And here were the Dodgers in the last game with 3 one-run home runs in the last 3 innings to win that thing.
Yep.
And what I really admired about what Roberts did on in the final game is how he managed pitching, used all of his starters, a couple of innings, 2 2/3, whatever, and got all those guys out there. It was great. It reminded me of the 76 series between the Red Sox and the Reds, in which, talk about Yamamoto, Louis Tiant of Boston won 3 games in losing that series 4-3. Boston won 3 games, Reds won 4, and Louis Tiant was the winner for all 3 of the Boston games. It was sensational. Finally, please, if I may, Georgia Tech's defense finally fell in the ditch, and we all knew it was coming. Haynes King was spectacular as always.
Yeah, Haynes King accounted for, I think it was 512 yards and lost.
Well, thank you. I heard that earlier today. Yeah. And you walk away a loser in that game, it's unbelievable.
Yep.
But I'm going to tell you, this guy Bailey Walt, the sophomore at State, CJ Bailey,
talented.
He's a first rounder.
He's talented.
He is a first rounder.
We'll see where he is next year, because I doubt it will be NC State, but it'll be interesting.
Well, it was unbelievable. Great game. Total defensive collapse. We couldn't. I thought we had a decent defensive secondary. We did not. We couldn't stop the run. We couldn't stop the pass.
Your Haynes came in the Kingettes, like I've said all year. I mean, I just think that's. I think Haynes King should not have hurt his Heisman. Hope his chances with that performance. He was great. His team sucked around him.
Right. This is a defense, Walt, that just stands around and looks at each other.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do, but it's going to be interesting to see the rest of the year. But I'm scared to death of having to play Pitt in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That'd be a problem.
That's all I got to say, Walt.
Thank you, Steve. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, thank you for taking my call as usual.
Yeah, thank you, Robert.
I had 2 quick comments. I'm sorry to switch the subjects on you. I really thought this was the best game of the year by far. It's Kansas City and Buffalo.
Yeah.
And I was really amazed at Buffalo's defense that they showed up and did what they did. And I noticed Bosa had a fantastic game. I really don't know who number 24 is for their safety. That guy was phenomenal.
And Josh Allen completed like 90% of his throws, and Patrick Mahomes completed like 45 or 44 or something that. And that'll do it right there.
And one other thing, the field goal that they kicked, was that from Oakland? Or I didn't hear the story on that. What was the deal with that? The longest field goal?
Jacksonville, 68 yards, yeah. It goes right to what I've been saying. Kickers now play too big a role in the game, and they're just too good at what they do. So that needs to be adjusted. We need to narrow the goalposts, as I've been suggesting. It's just, you just can't have this. I mean, you've got to bring tactics back into the game. Kicking was never supposed to be this important in the game. We've got guys who are now kicking field goals from the other end of the field, and 55 yarders are chip shots now. They're just too good.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's time to narrow the goalposts, put the onus back on coaches to make fourth down decisions and get back to playing football instead of relying on this crutch of kickers who can kick 70 yard field goals.
That makes sense. Sure enough.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert. Yep. And Robert's Patriots playing really well, really well. Drake May playing really well, but the Patriots defense, they've not allowed a 50-yard rusher this year. That's pretty amazing. Tar Heel Chad, you were next, but you're not here. So it is, when we get back, it is John and then Bengal John. Is that right? John and Bengal John. Yes, John and Bengal John when we get back on the other side. Quick break.
Food for the workplace. It's a beautiful thing. It brings teams together, keeps them happy and productive. It's a great way to woo clients or celebrate wins. But if you're the one ordering all that food, it can be a lot. That's why there's Easy Cater, the easiest and most rewarding way to order food for work, with a huge variety of restaurants for any group size, plus tools to meet dietary needs and stay on budget. And with Easy Cater, you earn rewards points when you order, good for order discounts or even gift cards. For you. Go on, you've earned it. Order now at EasyCater.com.
It's the Upstate Veterans Alliance 10th Annual South Carolina Veteran Upstate Salute, honoring veterans and first responders at Floor Field in downtown Greenville. See the Special Forces Jump Team, Aerial Flyover, Drill Team Exhibitions, Rifle Salute, and more. Featuring music from country artist Daryl Worley with opener Ryan Spencer. Sunday, November 9th, the salute to our veterans and first responders at Floor Field, downtown Greenville. Tickets just $5 at upstatesalute.com. Gates open at 2 with a concert at 4. Honor our veterans and first responders with country artist Daryl Worley. Sunday, November 9th, honor the men and women who served to keep us free and safe. Go to upstatesalute.com for tickets and more information.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
Orange Nation, Cade Klubnik here from my friends at Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover, or better known as the Silverado guys. That's where I got my beautiful Silverado. If you're thinking Silverado, make sure you go check with Martin McKinley and the Silverado guys. You can call or text Martin at 704-534-1014. Martin will handle you wherever you live. Call now at 704-534-1014 or get started at fredcaldwellchevy.com.
Do you need to reboot your style? If your work boots kick the bucket, then get to Harrison. We're the boot capital of the world with more in-stock boots than anyone. Work boots, western boots, hiking boots, rain boots, and plenty of wow boots. Job site, rodeo, tailgate, honky-tonk, Harrison's has boots for all walks of life. But if you need to put your best foot forward, stop by Harrison, the home of work, western, and wow! Come see us in Malden and Sparkburg or shop online at harrisonsusa.com. Boots you're after, Harrison's has them.
Roosters salutes those who have served our country and would like to honor them by inviting all veterans to enjoy our Veterans Day special starting October 31st through November 18th. Receive a 10% discount by showing your DD-214 or Veterans ID. You have served us fearlessly, so please allow us to serve you. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville. Call us at 864-884-8920 for your next appointment.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
It's bow time. When breakfast gives you choices, choose something that'll satisfy. Something like Bo's new smothered steak biscuit. It's your favorite steak biscuit, now topped with savory homestyle gravy. Order any time of day. It's only at Bojangles for a limited time. It's bow time.
Strong industries build strong communities. For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment, motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
Overwhelmed by Medicare? Alone? Maybe a bit scared? Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Tip to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about Underdog. Football season's in full swing, and Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. We basically have football every night. You know, that's one of the greatest things about Underdog, by the way. Underdog turns meaningless weeknight, midweek night games into meaningful games. It just does. So, you know, for example, Sam Houston's on in the middle of the week every single stinking week. You know, every American knows the whole roster for Sam Houston now by heart. Why do they know it? Because they're all on Underdog. So they have to watch their games. It makes it a little bit better. That's what it does. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick with your favorite player. We'll go higher or lower in stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. And oh, by the way, live in-game action is awesome in any I don't care what it is. I love live in-game action. I get a feel for the game, so it's something to look at when you look at numbers, whether I'm playing pro in the NFL, whether I'm playing in the NBA. I love looking at live in-game. It lets me steer. It's just another element. I've got to get in tonight. I've got to get my fix tonight. Of course, I will be in, and I'm in all the time. I live on Underdog. Download the app today. Sign up with promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, to score $100 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE. Take advantage of that. Do that right now. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18+, present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/ and get terms. _DFS_.html for details. Consider the play. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.ncpgambling.org. Yes, you thank me later. All right, to the phones, Ramona. Who is next here? It is it's John over Bengal John by mere seconds. John, how are you, John? Good to have you.
Good, man. How you doing, Walt?
Good, John. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, two things. On the Atlanta Braves, man, I'm going to quote Lou Brown. I'm tired of the nickel and dime stuff, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to take to spend a little bit of money on something other than a stadium.
Yeah.
But I mean, every player we had that won us that World Series in 2020 is now just about performing at other teams. And we let Freddie Freeman go, Max Fried, and all because we don't want to pay him.
Yep.
Like, who's making the decisions on this?
Yeah, it's a good point, and some of that stuff is hard to overcome, but it's sort of the state of the state in all of baseball, John, if you're not the Dodgers or the Mets. And it could be worse. It could be worse, John. You could be the Mets, and you could be spending a fortune and still suck. You know? So there's that. You could live my life, John. My Mets have no trouble spending money. We just spend it in the wrong places. So, you know, so there's that. But, look, I think your Braves are going to be right back in the thick of it this year. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the NL championship is the Braves and the Dodgers. I almost think that'll happen. I just think the Braves have been really injured for 2 years. And I think whatever we think of Walt Weiss, I think he at least has enough juice to kick them in the pants if they need it. And you just didn't have that with Snicker last year. He needed to go. And I don't know about Walt Weiss, but I think they wanted to maintain some level of status quo. Because I think the belief is, I think they think they're good enough to win if they're healthy. And I think it's true, too. I mean, if the Braves are fully healthy, John, next year, I think you'll be really happy because I think they'll win the division.
Well, as long as Wise isn't sleeping in the dugout,
right,
you know, I'll be okay.
Right.
I mean, yeah. My second thing that I had I wanted to hit on is about the post-game interviews with the football team, man. And I'm probably going to get beat up for this. So, you know, disclaimer, this isn't Walt's point of view or anybody else's. But, you know, I think in this country we're facing a masculinity problem as it is.
Yeah.
But there's four players crying during post-game interviews. One of them's a linebacker who says he doesn't know if he can face his classmates.
Right.
Now, could you imagine – Dick Butkus is crying over a loss of a child's game that in college, these kids are millionaires. And so I think the problems, I think you were right earlier, there's got to be a lot of new people come in. And I'll be honest with you, if I'm Dabo Swinney, what I saw in some of those post-game interviews, I'm relooking scholarships.
Yeah, I it's funny because I mentioned that, I think, at the start of the show, too. It was part of the opening segment because I saw that on Twitter, and Susan had retweeted it, and she had mentioned something about, these are just kids and such, but the responses were overwhelmingly negative. When I say overwhelmingly, I mean every single one of them was like, "No, man, they're getting paid a lot of money now," and there's a divide happening. You can see it happening. It's happening between fans and players, especially when the players don't achieve. You know, again, if you're being paid a lot of money, I mean, I think the average Joe fan is thinking, "Man, you've got 20-year-olds who are making more money than they are." And if you're not going to put out, then don't be surprised when we're critical of you. And I think that's where we are in the world of college football. I don't know how you fix that, but I think there's something to that. And you may be right. I wanted to cry watching all the coverage bus on Saturday.
I mean, you know, with fanatics, we can get away with it, but the fans. I mean, you know, that's what we do. But, you know, with the lady that said that they're kids, I believe, in my opinion, that's the reason we are where we are today with men. And these are men. Because the ones I'm talking about, I know for a fact, they're 21 years or older. They grow full Duck Commander beards if they want to. So, you know, my point is, I was brought up in a time that my dad would have wore my tail out for crying after a loss because I was taught that you win with class, you lose with class, and crying after a loss was considered poor sportsmanship.
Yep.
And you know, I mean, man up a little bit. You take it on the chin and just go, don't let it happen again. But, you know, to make a comment that he can't go to class as one of our linebackers, you know, and I couldn't help but laugh at the comments. They were like, well, you did good at avoiding the tackles. You could probably avoid your classmates. And I was like, you know, it's just, I think we need some new blood in there because this is bad. That kind of stuff is like a cancer.
Yep. I think there's something to what you're saying, John. Good talking to you again, John. Thank you.
All right, man. Be good.
Thank you. All six lines of limb coming to you. Bengal John. John, how are you, John?
Doing good, Walt. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for getting in, John.
Hope you had a good weekend. I meant to call you, but I didn't get a chance.
Yeah, thank you, John.
Okay, you can correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm probably going to tick off a lot of Clemson people, but that's okay. Everybody's got their opinion. I mean, LSU's got enough problems with no defensive coordinator. I mean, no athletic director, no head coach, and no president right now. I think they'll get that solved. And I'm not sure Frank Wilson has got enough savvy to win against Alabama this weekend, 10.5-point spread. But I'm going to get back to Clemson. This has been a decline. And I'm not sure it's been since 2019, but it seems like, and I've talked to people that are season ticket holders that literally are telling me, oh, this has been going downhill for a while. So my point is this, how come we always get the same response out of Dabo Swinney? Well, one more play, we would have won the game. Well, one more opportunity, we would have won the game. Well, it's the same old stuff week after week. Yet you talk about all these other, I mean, not you, but all these other universities that are firing coaches after 3 years. I mean, I get it. Dabo Swinney's got 2 national championships and 10 ACC championships. I get it. I understand that. But the problem hasn't been fixed in 4 or 5 years, and yet they continue to let it happen. I'm not saying fire the guy, but I'm saying there's got to be some kind of change. Somebody's got to be held accountable other than Dabo saying, in a press conference, well, it's my responsibility. I got to get it fixed. It's my responsibility. I got to get it fixed. I mean, that's the same old song and dance, and yet nothing's getting fixed. That's what's confusing to me. Yeah. Everybody else is willing to fire a coach in 4 years or 3 years if they don't produce. And God knows Penn State fired their coach after 13 wins or 14 wins last year, and all he did was win at Penn State, yet Clemson's not willing to pull that trigger, and that's kind of confusing to me. It's kind of like, you know, he stands up in a press conference and he goes, well, Graham Neff's in the back of the room. I may get fired tomorrow. I mean, why do you say that kind of crap? I mean,
I'm not sure about the same old song and dance. I think this whole bunch is feeling a lot of pressure, and I'm not sure they've handled it particularly well. But, I mean, And I think you're going to see substantial change after the season, and not involving Coach Swinney, because Dabo Swinney is going to be back coaching Clemson and should be. You know, again, this is the only bad year he's had. So I do think that there's been a decline the last 4 or 5 years that, as you mentioned, and I don't think this year is fixable. I think we're past that point. I think that you can't keep saying that we're running out of games. So I don't think it's fixable. Like I said, I think I'm seeing more mistakes, not fewer mistakes. I'm seeing more coverage busts, not fewer coverage busts. So I don't think it's fixable this year. But I think after the season, you're going to see change. You're going to see changes in this coaching staff, and I think you're going to see a change in nature, because I think Clemson's going to have to go heavy portal hunting, because otherwise I think you'll be right back in the same spot next year.
Well, here's the other thing, Walt, real quick, and I'll take it off the air. Here's the other thing. You got coaches that are sitting there talking about, well, you know, we're expected to win in 4 years, and if we don't, we're on the hot seat. You know, I mean, that's all over the country. I mean, they're all saying the same thing. Here's what's concerning to me. If you don't make the adjustments and you are back in the same situation next year, how much is enough? And the reason I ask that, Walt, is here's – so you can't afford to lose to Florida State, and you surely can't afford to lose to Louisville. Louisville, I think, is a better team than Clemson. Florida State is not. I think that game against Alabama was a fluke.
And we'll see about that. We'll see about that. I'm not sure. But, I'm not sure about any of that.
But you can't afford to lose those next two games. Otherwise, the seat gets a little warm. I get that the buyout's $60,000. I understand that. But how much are these? I mean, you got fans that are sitting there going, "We're not going to put up with this anymore."
I got to run, Jack. Thanks, talk to you. Thank you. I'll address that on the other side. Let me tell you about Benton Equipment. Benton Equipment Supply has been in business for 25 years. The new website, BentonEquipment.com. Go to the website. All your questions will be answered. All the truths will be revealed to you. BentonEquipment.com, BentonEquipment.com. Benton Equipment Supply has been in business 25 years, four locations, 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont, 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck, 101 Stribling Road, Westminster, 1897 U.S. 76 Hiawassee, Georgia. That's the newest location. They've been providing you with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done for a quarter century. Built to care, built to last, big enough to handle it, small enough to care. This marriage of Benton Equipment and Takeuchi is made in heaven. You can't go by a construction site in the upstate without seeing Benton Equipment and Takeuchi there. Takeuchi is the innovator in the industry. They came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-1980s. Benton Equipment is your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs, largest supplier of scaffold in the upstate, sales, rentals, service, parts. They do it all. They have it all. Look, if they don't have it, you don't need it. And here's how it goes, and you know how this goes. If you need to buy it or rent it, you get it from Bennett. You'll 100% thank me later. All right, quick break. I'll get to you on the phones on this side.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. Jerry, the Beacon opened back in 1946. How many years have we been serving great food at great prices?
Hey, Plante!
70 years. How many folks are we still serving every week?
Hey, Plante!
Well, like you always say, I like my job, but I love my customers. But can you say something other than hey, Plante?
Call it!
Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John White Boulevard in Spartanburg, where the food is still always good since 1946.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans. Get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
Turn on the fun and see where the light takes you. Cash Pop from the South Carolina Education Lottery is easy to play with tons of chances to win. Pick a number from 1 to 15 and you could win up to $2,500 or play all 15 numbers and you're guaranteed to win. So let the good times glow with Cash Pop, the light of the party. Get more details at sceducationlottery.com.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the upstate's top golf cart dealer with the best prices and largest selection. We make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Denago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
Why shop Reed's Jewelers and Haywood Mall? Let's start with a state-of-the-art 21st century showroom. Add to that an elegant selection of Swiss watches for him and an exquisite portfolio of diamonds for her. Need more? Award-winning sales professionals providing world-class customer service. All backed by a family-owned company in business for nearly 80 years. Just a few great reasons to shop Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
As a business in the greater Clemson area, you have many ways to get involved with other businesses and the community. Stay up to date with the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber offers you many opportunities to get connected with the community through networking events, business advocacy, and educational endeavors. Make sure you visit the Chamber website at ClemsonAreaChamber.org for news about upcoming events and information on how to become a member. Let's build a better future together. ClemsonAreaChamber.org.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Hey Clemson family, it's Davis from Engineered Sleep. My family's been handcrafting mattresses for four generations, and now it's your turn to sleep like a champion. From now until December 7th, get our lowest prices of the year off our premium handcrafted mattresses. Visit engineeredsleep.com or stop by our Greenville showroom. Engineered Sleep, four generations of better rest, built for your best game day.
Leaning trees or branches hanging too close to your home? Even a small shift could mean big trouble when storms hit. At Franklin Tree Service, they believe in taking a proactive approach. Their expert team can assess your trees, remove any potential hazards, and prevent future damage before it's too late. Whether it's removing leaning trees, trimming overhanging limbs, or thinning out your yard, Franklin Tree Service keeps your property safe year-round, fully insured and committed to top-quality work. Call today, 864-787-3687.
Power up your lunch, dinner, or football party with a visit to Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits. From their crazy good deep-fried ribs to their award-winning smoked Reuben sandwich to the best wings in the upstate for over 30 years, Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits has the winning team for game day or any day. Open Monday through Saturday with live music, karaoke, and more. 11028 Anderson Road in Powdersville and 1083 South Batesville Road in Greer. Kickoff in style with Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing.
Yeah, we got to move. Let me tell you about Roto-Rooter, voted best plumber of the upstate for the second year in a row, 2024 and 25. Listen, people, there aren't four best. There's only one, okay? And that's Roto-Rooter. They're the only plumber anyone's ever heard of. They're the only plumber people trust. It's Roto-Rooter with good reason. There's a reason they were voted the best plumber of the upstate for the second year in a row. They've saved Ramona's bacon. They've saved mine, too. They're your trusted local plumber over 1,100 five-star reviews, over 40 years in business. The franchise has been in existence for like 100 years. The same family, Clemson alumni, have owned the franchise in the upstate for 40 years. Open 24/7, 365. Like, when you call Roto-Rooter, you get a live human being. It's going to direct help on the way to you. You don't get to pick and choose your emergencies. They choose you. I'm only here from 3 to 7. So if it's 1 a.m., you're not getting me. I'm up, but you're not getting me. So you're going to need that number. So when I give you the number at the end, make sure you put it in your phone. And I do it the old-fashioned way, too. Slap it right on that refrigerator so you have it. So you know where it is. It's Roto-Rooter, commercial and residential plumbing. By the way, all they do is plumbing. They don't do anything else. They don't dabble. They just do plumbing. That's why they're the best at it. Full-service plumbing, sewer and drain cleaning, water heating, video inspections, backflow certification, drain fill replacement, pipe repair and replacement, high-velocity water jetting, faucets, sinks, disposals, tubs, toilets, septic tank plumbing, sump pumps. Again, plumbing-wise, they do it all. 864-695-1117. 864-695-1117. You'll want that number. You may not need it right now. You may need it, in a week. RotoRooter.com, RotoRooter.com. You will 100% thank me later. To the phones, it's Butch and Looper. Butch, how are you, Butch? Good to have you.
Hey, Bud, how you doing
good,
today?
Butch, appreciate you getting in.
Hey, I appreciate you letting me get in. Yes, sir, I'm cooking supper. So, hey, barbecue pork chops on the grill. Pecan wood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we want to sign up for that, Butch.
Hey, you're welcome to come by my house anytime. I'll cook that for you. I promise you and my grandma. Come on the fountain in.
Well, we're beggars, so we open might take invitation.
You up for that. Hey, I promise you. You would leave here full.
It sounds good.
Hey, it is. It's fun. You know, it's for me, it's real fun to cook and help the wife out because she does work real hard.
There you go.
You know, she works in transportation for the Greenville County School District. So she does not get to leave her job until the very last bus is in and keys are turned in. Yeah, and she locks the gate.
There you go.
So, yeah. Hey, I want to get in and chat with you guys about the, you know, everybody's in here saying, I don't remember last time Clemson was, you know, ever this bad. And, you know, I don't remember the last time Gamecocks was this bad. Well, I'm going to let you know when the last time it was. It was 1999. Lou Holtz just got hired. He went 0-11, and Clemson went 3-8. That's when it was.
Yeah. Those were lean times.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, man. You know, and you and I had spoke many years back about how Lou Holtz, you know, really turned that program around to.
By the way, Butch, I actually thought your defense played pretty well against Ole Miss and hung in there for a long period of time. You know, you can't just keep going out on the field as a defense against an offense like Ole Miss's. Eventually, you're going to break a little bit. I thought your defense played pretty well. Actually, the last two games, you just got to find a way to get some offense because the offense is hard to watch.
Hey, if you could keep them boys off the field, they can do something.
Yeah.
I'm amazed at the shape that defense is in.
Yeah.
To be on the field that long,
right,
and still produce.
Yeah,
Clay's
done a nice job. He's done a nice job there at South Carolina's defensive coordinator.
Oh,
no
yes,
question.
Sir.
Hey, Butch, I got to run. Good talking to you as always.
Hey,
thank you,
Walt.
Hey, let me tell you about Lake Kiwi Auto Group. It's saving seasons at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and their team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, Lake Kiwi's got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. That's insane. And they're tackling high prices with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive, like saving up to $15,000 on new F-150s and new Ram 1500s, and you can compare and contrast and test drive them all right there. Plus, like Kiwi's blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So if you want a great deal, make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. Let me say that one more time. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com, 864-888-1200, 864-888-1200. The all lines were lit, and now they're not, so I don't know what happened. But Looper, how are you, Looper? Good to have you.
I heard somebody in there about, you know, I seen him, you know, when he was on the sideline after that incredible, I don't know what, 7-yard touchdown there at the end of the half, but, you know, he went off, you know, and then you see him hearing these tweets and comments, oh, he shouldn't have done that, and this, that, and that. Hey, you know, if that'd been me, I'd been right each one of them faces, and if they don't respond, I can tell right there, them players don't care. I didn't see no response from, you know, you take responsibility on him in your face like that, you're going to come back, you know, respond. Because when I played football, I thought my name was the rear end every time during practice. I never didn't know what my name was. And in basic training, when I got back, I couldn't remember what my name was. I thought it was a bunch of bad metaphors and stuff I heard called out. You know, that's, I told you about this NIL. Players just ain't going to respond. You're getting the money. What the heck? They don't even go to class because when you move around four or five transfer portals, you got to keep a grade up for a quarter. You know, if you can't, you know, then your scholarship's in vine. That tells you that. You know, they skipping around much, so I really ain't care about recruiting, about the grades. But I watched the Miami game, and I saw Mr. Beck pull out another one.
Yep. Another interception.
You know, I mean, when you getting 10 men and riding around in a Lamborghini, probably got four or five diamond rings, you know, when you leave the locker room. You know, and you done lost one game, and you was in trouble on that one because it was tied. I mean, a lot of people said that was a bad pass. I mean, it kind of looked like Stabler. Stabler always said, I didn't see him. You know, he's looking right at it, threw it right to him, and it's unbelievable. This NIL, look at these teams. They just collapsing players. I mean, why would you want to care about playing when you're getting that money and go on? Knowing the only 2% make it to the NFL, I got my money. I'll get out here, you know, then they'll blow it and they won't have nothing. They wish they had an education to fall on. But I want to ask you a question. You a hunter? You ever go hunting?
I've been hunting. I wouldn't say I'm a hunter.
I mean, you ain't one of them that don't believe in not, you know, hunting.
No.
Oh, well. You know, it's something over the last couple of months that's been puzzling me. Now, I've shot a 30-06, you know, I'm pretty close. I mean, I'm going to hit one about 100 yards. That's close. You know, I've seen, you know, the interest room biz my thumb, I mean, my fourth finger, whatever you call the little finger, and the blasted exit hole is pretty good size. I want to know, could you believe that somebody could sit there, take a 30-06 blow, little interest room in the front, and not have no exit room? Have no exit coming out the back.
And are we talking about Charlie Kirk? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm just shooting, you know, perfect. You know, somebody gets shot in the front. You know,
I don't know.
Well, I mean, you gonna tell me a 30-06 ain't gonna leave an exit wound?
Yeah, I get your point. I get your point. But we try and keep up the sports most of the time.
I see they got Hugh Freeze gone.
Yeah, he's gone. Yep. Another one bites the dust. Hugh Freeze gone too. Yeah, and there's going to be more.
Well, they're going to be some more gone. I like Mr. Man down at Miami. They prop him up like he's something going to build up, win this, win that, and all these coaches falling around can't win nothing. And they own somebody. You only got three active coaches with titles. Dabo, Kirby Smart, which keeps the graduating rate around about 15. But the game against Florida, I've seen your text there, I mean, on your little thing on the whatever it is, text.
Yeah.
That was a catch.
It was a catch. 100% was a catch. Yeah, I haven't even got to that. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, but we'll get to it tomorrow. You know, the SEC will do everything to make sure Georgia wins football games because that was 100% a catch.
They ain't no top-ranked five team. Alabama ain't, so the Florida State beat them. We know what Florida State is. But the thing, you could see the nose of the ball.
That's right.
Kind of came down, and then it turned and landed. Yeah. Parallel with his arms under.
Yeah, he had his arms under it, and the side view showed it perfectly because the ball bounced off his arm and up. It actually went up. The side view showed it clear as day.
It didn't go up too much, just enough.
Right, just enough.
It turned.
Yep.
Laid parallel on. The announcer says the catch. Then they bring in these jokers, supposed to be these analysts, about, you know, is that a catch? And he said, well, it ain't enough for it to overcome.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when I can see it from where I'm at.
Right. Right, 100% a catch, no question about it.
That's two games that Georgia shouldn't have won.
That's right. They're doing everything they can to inflate Georgia. You're going to need to keep doing it because they're not that good.
No, I mean, I ain't much of a Georgia Tech fan because Humphrey Dudley fell down, but they got to go to Grant Field.
That's right.
Well, I have to watch that game. We're going to see if they can give him another call to win another one. Yep. We'll take it out there.
Thank you, Looper, like they did last year. Think about all the games Georgia's been given calls to win games. I mean, they were gifted the Auburn game. I mean, they fired the friggin' official. I mean, they didn't technically fire him. He was in his retirement year. They suspend him for the rest of the year, so they effectively fired him. And now you've got another situation where, that ball was clearly a catch, and yet they don't call it that way. Let me tell you about Moretti's. Hey, listen, if you've never had Buffalo New York style pizza and wings, you don't have to move to Buffalo. You have to drive 12 hours to go try it. You can go right here to Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. They've got you covered. Their pizza is thicker than New York style, but not doughy. Just a perfect crust, baked to perfection in a stone oven. It's incredible. The Buffalo wings, man, original, authentic Buffalo wings. Not fake ones, real Buffalo wings. Dre called us the other day and said, man, well, you weren't lying. Those wings are unbelievable. Ever heard of beef on whack? Probably not, unless you heard it here or you've been to Buffalo. They pile roast beef. They cook it slow, 8 hours. They slice it thin, pile it high on a cumberweck bun. That's a sea salt caraway bun with horseradish sauce. Serve with au jus for dunking. Trust me, it's unbelievable. Moretti's also has appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salad, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries, fish fry Fridays, so much more. And yes, a full bar, family-friendly atmosphere. Sports fans, they've got you covered. Every Clemson snap, every NFL snap, one wall is nothing but big screen TVs. Check out the Little John Coliseum table while you're there, made from the original Little John Coliseum floor. Moretti's, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. You'll 100% thank me later. Michael, how are you, Michael? Good to have you.
I'm doing good, Walt.
Good. Welcome back, Michael.
I never thought. Good. How are you?
Good. Good.
I never thought it'd be a time, but I agree with Looper. I don't know what that catch is. I don't know what targeting is. I don't know what defensive pass interference, OPI. I mean, these refs are terrible. I don't know what they're looking at. With the targeting call in the Ohio State game, the Penn State, the guy clearly launched and hit the Penn State receiver.
Yep.
He launched, but they didn't call a targeting.
Targeting still seems to be, it shouldn't be, but it still seems to be one of the most subjective calls in all of sports. It's just, it's just not officiated well. And it's like you say, we have concrete definitions, at least we think we do, but they're not applied evenly.
Right. And then another Texas Tech and Kansas State, the wide receiver caught a pass, broke a tackle, and reached out for the end zone, and they said he was down. And he was nowhere near down. I don't know what these refs see in there. I mean, it's like they're affecting the game when they shouldn't have to.
Yep. Yep.
And it's kind of just, I don't want to say suspicious, but it's kind of suspicious while with everything that's been going on.
Hey, Michael, I got a newsflash for you. The play of the players all year has been pretty suspicious, too. We're talking about all these scandals in basketball, and they may well involve over 100 players. I mean, we're completely naive if we don't think that's going on in football, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every sport, not just football. Now you got teammates arguing with each other, the offense calling out the defense, which I'm talking about the Bengals. I mean, it's a lot going on, a lot of turmoil going on in sports these days. And, that's not healthy for a locker room.
Nope. It's not, and I don't think it's going to get better. I actually think it's going to get worse. So, I mean, I don't know what's going to become of all this, but I know this. If you want to reel in the gambling part of it, the only way you're going to do that is the word prison. If people are messing with the integrity of the game, doing things that they shouldn't be doing, they have to go to prison.
Exactly.
Because otherwise, you're not fixing it. I mean, if the penalties are light, people are just going to keep doing it. It's only going to get worse. It's the worst it's ever been. And the reason is all these prop bets. I mean, players can bet on themselves, I mean, not by themselves, but through friends and whatever. And it's hard to track it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to get worse.
Yep, Michael. Good talking to you, Michael. Call me again. Call me more often.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Michael. Let me couple things here before we get out of here. Clemson basketball is headed your way. Opening of the season, New Hampshire. New Hampshire is a collection of misfit toys from all over the globe. They have players from like 5 different nations. They stunk last year, but they went out and they added a bunch of size, I can tell you that. and we'll find out whether any of them can play or not. You know, Clemson, you're going to see a lot of guys. I mean, Clemson wants to run. They want to push the ball. You know, one guy that Brad sort of snuck in that conversation the other day, I believe he did, is Trent Steiner. You know, I was talking about bigs that can run the court, and Brad brought up Trent Steiner. Now, we've not heard his name really mentioned much before now, but, you know, Brad has sung the praises of this freshman class, and so it'll be interesting to see what you get out of Trent Steiner. Look, I am fascinated by this team. I think this is one of the most interesting Clemson basketball teams ever. You know, you've got to bring all these guys together in a relatively short period of time. This is going to be a step-by-step process. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, leadership is going to come from Dylan and Gottfried and Nick Davidson. It has to. But there's talent. I mean, there's talent and there's a lot of size. I mean, if you're talking about a team that, again, Brad has indicated he's going to play Jake Wallin at the three. And by the way, that's how you say his name. It's Wallin. If you're going to play Jake Wallin at the three, you're a big team. If you're playing a 6'10 guy at the three, you're a big team. And Clemson has that, certainly has that luxury. But, you know, I'm interested in watching all these guys. I mean, I think Zach Foster is a future superstar, might be the best player that Brad's ever recruited. But I'm interested in seeing Ace Buckner for his toughness, his competitive spirit. I want to see Carter Welling get in the mix. Welling is a terrific athlete if he's fully healthy. Nick Davidson reminds me of Danny Ferry. There's a lot to like on this basketball team in terms of the pieces. Now, you know, having it all come together and defensive communication, which is a big deal. You know, the freshmen don't talk very much. You have to be able to communicate on defense. It's all a big part of the equation. But that all gets underway tonight with our first glimpse with the Clemson basketball against New Hampshire. All right, I'm done. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hello, Medicare recipients and ROAR listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Are you turning 65 soon? We can help. Have you reached your 25th month on Social Security disability and received notice your Medicare will begin soon? We can help. You have both Medicare and Medicaid or low-income subsidy and have just been notified that your status has changed. We can help. Have you recently moved or will be moving soon out of your Medicare service area? We can help. You have a chronic condition of the heart and/or diabetes? We can help. If any of these apply to your current circumstances, please give me a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and we will help you with your issue.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple. The highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call. DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.